I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From radioinfo.com.au. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, here with your morning briefing for Monday, the 20th of April. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. We're starting to get some metrics of the impact on radio advertising of the COVID-19 shutdown. In the first quarter of 2020, metro radio advertising was down 12.4% nationally. It's important to remember that the collapse of advertising only began in earnest during March as the country went into lockdown. I'll have more in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Embattled media company Pacific Star Network has requested a further 2 week suspension from trading on the ASX. The operator of the Melbourne and Adelaide sports stations SEN and the sports production company Croc Media is continuing talks with its various stakeholders. Bill Karelis's Super Radio Network has been praised by Labor's Joel Fitzgibbon for keeping the community in touch. The member for Hunter says commercial radio plays a vital role in times of emergency. He says regional commercial radio isn't operating on a level playing field as much of its content is being raked away by digital operators who are largely unregulated. Former Today Show weatherman Stevie Jacobs has been slated to return to Nine Radio as the breakfast host of the network's music stations. Jacobs will be heard between 6 and 10 a.m. on 2UE 594, Magic 1278, 4BH 882, and the network's Perth DAB Plus outlet. Major radio network programmers have come out over the weekend confirming the premise that the current shutdown is flattening out radio's listening peaks. ARN's Duncan Campbell, Nova's Paul Jackson, and Dave Campbell from SCA all agree that working from home has significantly changed the way people listen to radio. However, the phenomena appears to impact different formats differently. Radio stations are being urged to play only Australian and Kiwi artists for 1 day to pump radio royalties back into the music industry. More than $325 million has been wiped off the live performance industry in Australia and New Zealand during the COVID-19 shutdown. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.